directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a terrible national disaster for Japan with could be 10,000 or so dead, and people are using it for a political thing about nuclear reactors. And this is probably not the right moment to be getting into talking about what's going on with the nuclear reactors. And it's sad to me that we're not focusing on the lives that are lost, or a whole bunch of politicians that are getting into the debate about nuclear power at this time. And there's a lot of hurting people in Japan that we should be thinking about.
Amen to that, brother. There's a talk radio caller who thinks the conversation we ought to be having, the focus of that conversation ought to be on helping Japan and on saving lives. There have been tens of thousands of people, as we've learned over the weekend, who have been lost. This is not a political debate, nuclear energy, safe or not safe. However, just because we say we don't want to have that conversation doesn't mean that's not going to be what happens, as we'll find out reviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television over the weekend, as Monday is upon us. It's the 14th of March, and your calls welcome during the course of the hour. As a matter of fact, encouraged at 800-510-8255. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, mostly about the nuclear, the situation, the disaster in Japan, and the debate. It's now Chuck Todd's turn from NBC, who speaks to Lester Holt, who did the NBC Nightly News in Tokyo over the weekend.
The death toll officially now is around 1,400, but officials fear at least 10,000 could be dead in flooded areas in the northeastern region of the country. Search and rescue operations continue. Millions are without power, hundreds of thousands in temporary shelters. And on top of all that, horrible news, increasing fears of a growing nuclear crisis and the threat of nuclear meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex, where an explosion occurred at the power plant's Unit 1 reactor. And officials say that an explosion could occur at Unit 3, which may already be officially in partial meltdown. We're going to go live to Tokyo, where NBC's Lester Holt joins us for the very latest. Lester, tell us what's going on the ground right now with rescue efforts.
Well, Chuck, I can tell you this is truly a three-pronged disaster. You noted it's a 9.0 earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey had it listed as 8.9. Today, the officials here, the Japanese, did their own analysis and determined it was 9.0. On the ground, a very difficult search and rescue effort right now. There are areas still cut off by the floodwaters and the tsunami. There are reports of as many as, in one town, as many as 10,000 people missing. And that's why one official today said the death toll could go to 10,000. So while they deal with this massive cleanup and recovery and rescue operation, there is the nuclear disaster, the third prong of all this. Two of the reactors at this power plant have experienced what they believe are partial meltdowns, maybe in the process of that. Some escaping of radioactivity, although the amount was less today, they said, in the measurements. A third reactor at that site still at risk of perhaps an explosion. How this all plays out in terms of the danger to the area, officials still have a 20-kilometer exclusion zone. That's about 12.4 miles, an area they've evacuated involving over 200,000 people. Others nearby are being told to stay indoors, to keep a wet cloths over their face, to seal their doors. We talked to someone who flew in here tonight on a Delta Airlines flight and say their pilot made an announcement that they were circling or flying around that area en route to Tokyo. Had been instructed to fly around the area where there might be this release of radioactivity. Scientists are all debating exactly what's going on. The main problem is these reactor cores, the system that was meant to cool them and a loss of power has failed. So in that one reactor, they've actually been pumping seawater in a last-ditch effort to try and cool the temperature of the core before it begins to melt through the casing and suffer what is referred to as a meltdown. There's plenty of relief getting into the country from the U.S. and other places. American warships off coast now are beginning to ferry supplies and relief into the area. American bases here are also supplying helicopters and personnel. This is going to be a very, very difficult several days and weeks and obviously months to come, Chuck, as they try and get a handle exactly where the victims are, how to get to them and bring them to safety.
Lester Holt, along with most of the other weekend anchors and reporters on all of the major network shows, NBC, CBS, NBC. 800-510-8255. Email about the consideration as to whether or not the Japanese quake, I mean, could it happen here? Probably not in the same way, but that doesn't keep people from speculating. That's what conversation is about on radio and television. Doesn't have to be the truth. Doesn't have to be factual. It can be opinions and observations, that sort of thing. And there's lots of that floating around. For example, here is talk host Bubba Bo getting a hold of a caller in Japan about the situation there from his perspective.
You are in Japan on a work assignment for Honda. This is a two-year assignment. Whereabouts in Japan are you, first off?
I am about 60 or 70 miles north of Tokyo and in a town called Utsunomiya. So we are just about maybe 30 miles from where it gets extremely bad, where complete buildings have been demolished. So,
all right, so the other day, what did you feel? Did you feel the tremors there?
Yeah, I was at work, and we've had earthquakes here, I don't know, off and on in the past year or so, but last week, on Tuesday, there was a big earthquake just north outside of Sendai and kind of a lot of tremors since then. But then they kind of died off. And then yesterday or on Friday evening or Friday afternoon started off as kind of like almost feels like you're on a boat, like on a ship. And then kind of just you hear that the building starts swaying. And then there was one violent jolt where the building probably moved. It seemed I was on a third floor of a building where it probably moved a couple feet. And then pretty much threw me to the ground. Then the ceiling substructure collapsed on top of me. Then I was pretty much kind of trying to get underneath the desk to prevent anything else from falling down. But pretty much the entire ceiling substructure fell down.
So there was a lot of structure. There was some damage where you were, but it wasn't like the kind we've seen further north.
Correct. There was no tsunamis here. It was just a lot of structural damage and a lot of buildings that have huge cracks the whole way through the building.
Wow.
Some big, big, huge buildings that have the whole side ripped down, or some grocery store has the front of the building just kind of on the ground. So there's a lot of damage around here, but nowhere near as bad as up north. But pretty much all the train travel is probably the biggest way to travel around Japan, and it's completely shut down from my city to the north. So
Are you still getting the basic necessities like electricity and water?
Yeah, we have electricity now, but since the power plant about, 150 miles from here just had a explosion yesterday, as you probably know, that they're going to start having to ration power throughout Japan. So they're going to start doing shut down a certain city for four-hour blocks all across Japan just to manage power. Tomorrow is Monday, so right now it's Sunday evening. So tomorrow I've already been told we don't have work. And I think they're going to go out and then kind of examine the building structurally to see how things are. But I guess we'll find out later. We're kind of just taking everything day by day.
There's Bubba Bo with one of the listeners there on assignment. Works for Honda, as you heard. 800-510-8255. We'll be talking about the amazing power of this earthquake when the talk radio countdown show moves along.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil congestion relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil congestion relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you
you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Here's radio host Bob Franz on the countdown.
Just for scale, for the purposes of making sure you understand how fierce the earthquake was, the 8.9 or 9.1 magnitude, again, it was just off the northeast coast of Japan. That's what, of course, triggered the tsunamis. Just to give you an idea, and by the way, the 7.4 aftershock, the 7.4 aftershock that was also felt, again, on Friday, if it had been a standalone earthquake at 7.4, would have been beyond devastating. But for there to be an 8.9 followed by a 7.4 aftershock, it's like it being hit by lightning twice, you know, in the at the same place with the power of a thousand suns. I mean, it's very hard to comprehend. And I'm mixing metaphors here, and I apologize, but I'm trying to get an idea of the scope of this. I found this a little bit earlier this morning, and I had not heard it termed this way. I had not really realized this. But according to experts, and they are using satellite imagery to prove this, that earthquake in Japan moved the Japanese coast by 8 feet. That's right. The coast of Japan was moved by 8 feet, and the earth shifted on its axis. That's how powerful. If you're looking for some scale here, you know, just to get a real true idea of how, you know, large or how intense this natural disaster was, the earth shifted on its axis. The powerful earthquake that unleashed a devastating tsunami Friday appears to have moved the main island of Japan by 8 feet and shifted the earth on its axis. At this point, we know that one GPS station moved 8 feet. We have seen a map from GSI, which is Geospatial Information Authority, in Japan showing the pattern of shift over a large area is consistent with about that much move, that much shift of land mass, said a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey. And I'm looking at the satellite imagery. Just in case you don't have a real, you know, feel for this. You know what I think is happening right now? And this is, and by the way, on the Earth axis story, the National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology in Italy estimated the 8.9 magnitude quake shifted the planet on its axis by nearly 4 inches. And you might not think that sounds like much. It's the entire planet by 4 inches, which is very hard to wrap your mind around. And then, of course, the 30-foot walls of water that swept across rice fields, swept away entire towns, houses, cars, boats. Just incredible.
Yeah, kind of incredible facts. 800-510-8255. More on Japan coming up on the countdown.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Our discussion is about what's going on in Japan, what has gone on in Japan, how it affects us here in any number of ways. The death toll may go over 10,000. At first, people thought it would be less, but you can't tell. Really, you start digging around. They aren't going to be really able to dig for still quite a while yet. From the State of the Union over the weekend, Candy Crowley talked to physicist Dr. James Acton about the nuclear problems Japan now has after all of this activity.
What is happening with these two nuclear reactors?
Well, Candy, about 24, maybe a few more hours ago than that, they started pumping seawater into the core of the first of the reactors. Now, you only do that if you basically decided to write off the reactor anyway.
Because it rusted out and it's no longer useful.
Correct. So you're only going to do that if you're seriously worried about the possibility of significant core melting. Overnight, they then started a similar procedure in Reactor 3. Now, what's significant about Unit 3 is Unit 3 was not a reactor that was on the critical list, as it were. The cooling systems appeared to be working perfectly well, and then at some point, for reasons that we don't fully understand, the cooling system that was being used stopped working, and a backup failed to kick in. And as a last resort in that case, they had to start putting seawater in. Now, what's worrying about this is we knew they had had problems supplying the pumps with electricity. It now appears that there may have been some actual damage to the pumping systems or perhaps the electrical components that control them, caused either by the earthquake or by the tsunami.
So what's the, I mean, can you give us a probability, or if you look at it, you heard the ambassador, he said, you know, we're doing everything we can, and he seemed to, obviously they want to, you know, things are under control and there isn't a meltdown. But what is the probability of a meltdown under the circumstances that you now see?
Well, there's not nearly enough information in the public domain to be able to put numbers on any of this, but let me make two points. Firstly, I think meltdown is an unhelpful word, because there's actually a huge spectrum of possibilities. We've already seen the Japanese safety authorities have already acknowledged there has been some partial melting of the core, which is at the better end of this bad spectrum, but there's a whole spectrum of possibilities. Secondly, melting of the core might release substantial amounts of radioactivity into the environment, but it does not necessarily do so. At the Three Mile Island accident, there was a very large degree of core melting, but actually remarkably little quantity of radiation released into the environment. So there's both significant uncertainty about what's going on at the moment and significant uncertainty about the possible outcomes.
So bottom line is, it could be controllable and not as bad as the term meltdown might sound, or it could be pretty catastrophic. I mean, we don't know what range this is in.
That's right. I mean, when you say catastrophe, I think what immediately comes to mind is Chernobyl, and I think that's a very unhelpful thing to come to people's minds. It's almost inconceivable that we would have a major explosion of the reactor vessel itself spewing radiation everywhere. I think that worst case outcome is unbelievably unlikely in this case.
So can you tell from, I mean, look, this is a country that suffered first an earthquake and then a tsunami, and now is having all these aftershocks that are quite large. So the question is, it seems like the pumping system has failed in more than two, actually, but in these two in particular. So did it fail because the system doesn't work, or did it fail because there's just some things that a reactor can't handle, and you know, a huge earthquake is one of them?
Well, you know, there's going to be a major investigation to uncover exactly what went on. But let me say this, Candy. The Japanese authorities take safety incredibly seriously, and I have no doubt whatsoever that this reactor was capable of withstanding whatever size of earthquake they designated it ought to withstand. I suspect what the investigation will reveal was that it wasn't designed to withstand the size of earthquake that actually took place.
800-510-8255. Your thoughts on what this means to the future of the Earth, amongst other things, coming up as we focus more on Japan here in the countdown.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Directed.
Talk Radio Top 10. 800-510-8255. The discussion here on the countdown is what you could imagine, the nuclear problems that may develop in Japan, the disaster itself. Took place last Thursday evening, our time, I guess. It's an interesting thing to hear people personalize this sort of thing. That is, those who may have been in Tokyo or in Japan, had experience there, all kinds of stories about the population and why you don't see anything except Japanese. You don't see, like in America, something like this happened. You'd see tons of different nationalities. That's a whole different conversation. Could the Japan quake happen here? That's part of what's on people's minds in the nuclear side of this debate. Mark is in Waltham, North Carolina. Mark, welcome to the countdown.
Yeah, good morning, Doug. I want to talk about the nuclear situation. I worked at a nuclear plant. I worked at Brunswick Nuclear Plant down there in Southport, North Carolina, years ago. And we could probably, you know, have a situation like that, but
Under what circumstances you say could, so that puts a hesitation on it right there. What could happen? What might we need to be prepared for? And what was your job at the plant?
My job was a welder.
Mm-hmm, okay. So you know what goes on. A lot of people, the welds that are, you know, if you're using the right rods and the right heat, and you have a good weld. If you don't, those things have to be supervised. There's all kinds of things, little things and big things that could happen. Why this plant is, by the way, how old that you're talking about?
Well, it doesn't have anything. Well, yes, it does have to do with something with age, but we're talking about something like an earthquake or something like that.
Well,
we're not talking about anything to do with the plant. We're talking about an earthquake.
Well, if the earthquake takes place, then something happens to the plant. That's what you're suggesting, right?
Well, those reactors are supposed to be able to
survive.
Airliner.
Yeah.
You can take a jet airliner and fly it into that reactor. I mean, the core.
Yeah, and nothing would happen.
Surrounding it.
Yeah. Okay. So then, what's the problem?
It could happen here.
Yeah, but you just said if you crash an airplane into it, nothing happens to it.
And no, because it's outside, not inside.
Well, the reason that there's a problem over there is because there wasn't water available, and that's not, for the main, there is no way of protecting the thing that most people can figure out. If you can't have a water supply, then you can't cool the nuclear reactor, therefore the thing melts.
That's right. There's
so it doesn't make any difference where you are. You could be here, you could be there, you could be anywhere.
There's 96-inch pipes, 96-inch pipes that cool that reactor.
Right. So under the circumstances,
right.
Is this something, having had the experience that you've had, is nuclear power generally safe? There's going to be, no matter how we generate power, there's going to be some liability. Coal, dirty, it affects the atmosphere. Petroleum products, with the exception of natural gas, that's probably the best thing. But it is there's more nuclear energy available than anything else. And so we all, there are the powers that be now who think it'd be a good idea to build more nuclear plants. I've always thought that to be the case. But then there's always the what if. But the what if applies to anything. It doesn't just apply to the nuclear plants, right?
Nuclear power is probably the cheapest thing you can go by. Nuclear power.
Yeah. It's cheap, and for the most part, it's safe. You're going to have a big earthquakes like that. All bets are off on anything and everything. You've seen
one more thing before you go, Doug.
Yeah.
If you shift the Earth, you're talking about shifting the Earth. How many degrees did you say?
Well, I think it moved 4 inches on its axis. That's what we've all heard. 4 inches. Move the islands 8 feet and move the axis 4 inches.
Well, your temperature on Earth won't ever be the same. You understand that?
It isn't the same anyway. This is one of the things that people don't get. Is that this stuff is part of the history of the planet. For 4.5 to 5 billion years, as the Earth has moved from one sphere, if you will, to another, in shape, the planet itself, the landmass, has moved around from if you look back 2.5 billion years ago, what's now Manhattan and the coast of Maine were on the equator. And what is now the northwest coast Morocco of Africa was Manhattan. This stuff has been moving. The plates have been moving. That's part of what happens on the Earth. So this stuff is going to continue to happen. It's just an inconvenient truth, if you'll pardon the pun, that it happens while there are people on the planet. It is going to happen whether there are people on the planet or not. This is not man-made. This is Mother Nature working her magic. And that's all it is, nothing more and nothing less. It just affects a lot of people because there happen to be people living on the planet at the moment. Whether that's the case in 4 billion years from now, I guess you and I probably won't know that. We don't have much to worry about in that department, Mark. Thanks for your call, 800-510-8255. It's amazing the number of stupidos who have been trying to blame this on, oh, my God, it's wow. Wait a minute, hold on a second. It's global warming. No, it's not global warming at all. It may cause some global warming. It may be the effect of it, but this is what the Earth does. And it'll do it again there. It'll do it here. 300 years ago, there was a powerful earthquake along what they call the New Madrid Fault, which runs through the middle of the country, all the way across over to the East Coast. That stuff happens, and it will happen, and more and more and more and more of it. If it is the time for this to happen, then there's not much you're going to do about fixing it, nor I'm not going to do anything about it either. It become subject for a conversation. What humans have done to the planet in the name of progress. Here from Fox News, Eric Schahn, speaks to former U.S. Ambassador John Bolton. Why would they do that? Why do I care about what John Bolton says? Let's move on. Let's move to Bob Sheforich, who here talks to Senator Joe Lieberman about the possibility that the nuclear problems might affect the U.S.
Does this pose any kind of a danger for the United States? I mean, if this radiation gets into the atmosphere, is it a danger of it drifting here?
There is some risk, but I'd say right now, from what I know, Bob, that it's remote. But what this horrific natural disaster in Japan has to do for all of us is to go back and look at our preparedness for such a catastrophe here. This was an enormous earthquake. Just to put it in context, the Japanese earthquake hit 9.0 on the Richter scale. The great San Francisco earthquake of 1906 was only 7.6. So you can see how hard it is to plan for something like that. I do want to assure Americans who are watching that after Hurricane Katrina and all the failures that we saw with FEMA, our committee investigated, we recommended, we passed a reform bill. FEMA now has 10 regional offices that drill with state and local officials for preparedness for any kind of natural disaster, particularly the ones that are more likely in given areas. We have 104 nuclear power plants in our country. Every year, once a year, FEMA, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the power plants go through emergency drilling, evacuation, planning to see what they would do if a disaster struck. But the reality is that we're watching something unfold, and we don't know where it's going with regard to the nuclear power plants in Japan right now. And I think it calls on us here in the U.S. naturally not to stop building nuclear power plants, but to put the brakes on right now until we understand the ramifications of what's happened in Japan. Final word of reassurance to the American people. Since Three Mile Island, we upgraded safety standards for our nuclear power plants, and right now no plant can be built unless it can withstand the known highest earthquake in that geographic area plus some margin of safety.
So this
is part of what we do.
What you're saying here is that we should have a moratorium now on building nuclear plants, that we should just kind of stop and kind of reassess?
Yeah, I've been a big supporter of nuclear power because it's domestic, it's ours, and it's clean. We've had a good safety record with nuclear power plants here in the United States, but I think we've got I don't want to stop the building of nuclear power plants, but I think we've got to kind of quickly put the brakes on until we can absorb what has happened in Japan as a result of the earthquake and the tsunami, and then see what more, if anything, we can demand of the new power plants that are coming online. We got 104 nuclear power plants in America now. I was informed this morning that about 23 of them are built according to designs that are similar to the nuclear power plants in Japan that are now the focus of our concern.
Joe Lieberman talking to Bob Schieffer. 800-510-8255. So the city of Tokyo and the other cities in Japan and the country itself pretty much at a standstill since Friday afternoon. Not a lot of power, not a lot of transportation, and people not working. You can imagine what is going on there. How do you feel about this sort of thing? The focus is there, but it could happen anywhere on the planet, as I was suggesting. Tragedy, yes. Human drama, yes. Politicians and political speak, yep. Lots of different ways of handling this, and we'll get to three or four different angles, if you will, with your calls at 800-510-8255, 16 before the hour on the countdown.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today, and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step-by-step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts.
Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Steffen here on the countdown, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. David's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Go ahead, David. You're on the countdown live.
Good morning, Doug. I'm really actually posing questions because with the large quake, and I heard earlier on this morning that the quake affected the axis of the Earth by about 4 inches. And that in itself is going to produce some climate change, not like the environmental thing, but which way did the axis move, whether it tilted back on its axis, which will give North America a little bit more sun.
Now, is this your speculation, or did you hear this from somebody who's an authority? Are you an authority? You read a lot of this sort of thing, or how do you come by your information?
I heard it on your show where earlier on this morning, one of the persons that you had on this morning,
right.
he said that the Earth's
I'm wondering whether you heard some more other than that. I wondered if you had heard more than that.
I'm a geology student at CUCC, and also I've done enough research on my own prior to any of this that I understand that how the Earth's wobble and a lot of that, in fact, affected will affect other things, and that I've heard, listened to, and I haven't established it myself, but I heard that there was a 1 microsecond either speed up or slow down of the Earth, and that in itself affects everything. So one earthquake is going to make ripple effects throughout the Earth, and I think it's going to cause climate change, but I don't have enough information. I'm going to have to do a little bit more research.
But if you look at the history of the planet, these sorts of things have gone on continually through the history of the planet, and as a result of that, time has changed in a manner of speaking. What's today's normal is tomorrow's abnormal, and so it goes around and around and around. One of the things that I think we get some people who are not bright who want to create some kind of hysteria like the Earth is going to blow up or something. This is the history of the Earth. You're watching history repeated. That's what the Earth has done for billions and billions of years. What it's doing now, the inconvenience of it is that there are people here, and it kind of screws up what we normally do. But it is, we better get used to it, because if people stay on the planet, more of this will happen. It'll happen no matter whether people stay on the planet or not. Thanks for the call. 51 after.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour, 800-510-8255. Harry in New York focusing on politicians, the news media, and scaring us.
The only thing that's upsetting me about this here is that there's, even with Three Mile Island, which we remember years back, there was no deaths from that. What concerns me right now is the papers are more involved in a thing that hasn't proven to have any death statistics behind it, and we should be more concerned and saddened by the situation that happened there, the tragic earthquake. This other stuff hasn't been proven. It seems to me it's getting a little radical by the papers, the Times, the headlines is about this nuclear thing. You'd be more concerned about the people who were taken and have died in this tragic, tragic earthquake.
800-510-8255. Are we concerned about people or are we concerned about politics? Guess it depends on what your stripes are. 800-510-8255. Officials discovering the bodies of a couple of thousand people on the shore in a town called Miyagi. Yes, Mr. Miyagi, spelled the same way. This is one of the hardest hit areas. The confirmed death toll is up close to 2,000, but hundreds of thousands of people have been hurt. And, of course, there's a million or more people that have no home, have no food, households, almost, 2 million households without water since the quake on Friday. What do you put yourself in that position, or can you? Here's May writing, I'm not religious, but I am praying really hard for the people of Japan and the nuclear engineers who are staring this danger right in the eye and doing everything they can to prevent it from making a horrible situation even worse. It takes a lot of courage to stand in there. This is something that we hope never happens in America. Again, you bring him back home. Here's somebody named George writing, Japan is a is as much a part of this planet as any place else. All nations that are able ought to be hurrying to their crisis and to their aid, not only for the victims of the earthquake, but to stabilize the nuclear situation. Radiation is long-lasting. Japan doesn't have much territory to let get irradiated in any way. Let's see here. Somebody else named Ralph. Can you imagine how fearful it must be to remain at the reactor site right now, not knowing if you can even help and stop any runaway meltdown? Isn't it interesting that most of the comments that are coming to me via Facebook and at DougStephan.com are about the reactor? Here's Jess in Fresno with some thoughts on all of this.
I think this is probably the best thing that could have happened for our country, because we have been seduced by this approach that all the danger of nuclear power has now just suddenly disappeared, and we should all jump on the bandwagon. I was appalled when Obama started talking about nuclear power, because it's something, it is a very, very dangerous form of power. The gravity of a disaster is just humongous, and I think that it's just not an economically feasible form of power. So I think it's a healthy warning for our country not to go any further forward with nuclear power.
Well, you're completely wrong about it not being economically feasible. It is probably, other than turbo water power, it is the cheapest. And so that brings us back around to asking the question out loud, why aren't we using more, why are we doing what they do at the Hoover Dam, for example, harnessing water power? Hello, what happened to that? Here's Sylvia calling from Florida.
What's happening now in Japan is a wake-up call. I mean, I don't really care that the power plant is 40 years old. They keep saying that the containment bubble is still intact, and yet it's leaking radiation. So the age of the building doesn't seem to matter. It's the technology, I believe, you know, this is a clear sign that it's inherently dangerous. So I really hope that this is a wake-up call for the U.S. not to keep supporting more expansion into nuclear energy, but to you know, funnel that into safe energy, you know, renewable resources. And maybe, you know, wind and sun are not quite as efficient and effective as nuclear. Maybe we can't produce the same terawatts per square inch, but for crying out loud, you know, that isn't going to matter if something explodes and we irradiate the whole midsection of the concentrate or something. I really hope that this is a call to action to give us renewable resources instead of nuclear stuff and other dangerous forms of energy.
All right. Well, there's going to be a lot of fear floating around. Calm down. Look at the bright side of the things. It could have been worse. I guess that's the way you look at it. It was tough, bad, but it could have been worse. 59 past the hour on the countdown.